Here's today's In Touch reflection on the power of love.
Today's reflection is based on verses 4 through 7 of Ephesians chapter 2. But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our wrongdoings, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come he might show the boundless riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus.
The Bible is filled with love. It begins in the first two chapters of Genesis with God's mighty acts of creation, separating light from darkness, filling the firmament, and creating every living thing, including us. Even after Adam and Eve sinned, divine love never faltered. Instead of leaving humanity eternally condemned, God promised the offer of eternal salvation. As the story continues, we see love at work as God dwelt with his people in the wilderness, the promised land, and in exile. Even when Israel doubted, even when they disobeyed, God remained faithful. And in his love, he led them back and carried them through all manner of suffering. But he didn't stop there. Scripture tells us in John 3, verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life." God's love transformed the world. It also transforms those of us who believe, so that we might love more abundantly and fulfill the calling from our beautiful Lord and Savior, as we read in 1 John 4, 7 through 12. Think about it. As Christmas draws near, set aside time to pray, thanking God for his great love. Ask him to help you receive that love more fully and to present many opportunities for sharing it.